Hey, welcome back. This is Richard from Lost Arts Radio, and I'm glad to be with you again. And we're here with Dr. Gabriel Cousins, and there's so much going on in the world right now, and it brings up some basic issues about the value of human life and how we look at leaders and a lot of connected questions. And we've just got a few minutes, so let's get the insights from Dr. Cousins on these issues and see where it leads. Welcome.
Okay. Welcome. Thank you, Richard. I welcome you all with love and joy and peace. What we're going to do is do what I always do, is start out with a little bit of dance just to kind of open up the heart. In today's world, that's a big deal, opening the heart, so we can really hear each other. So we're going to dance for a few minutes, and then we'll meditate for a minute or two, and then we'll get into our discussion, which will be the ideas on these assassinations, back to JFK, you know, and so forth. So let's go ahead here. Just focus on our eyes as we go into meditation for a short time. And let the energy come through to activate your spiritual energy. And here we go. Slowly come out of meditation. What I'm going to speak about today, as I come out, is something that in first became aware of when I was a sophomore in college with the assassination, when I was a junior in college with the assassination of JFK. And I look at that whole story, it's like, what happened? Well, as the story comes out and more of it's coming out, as Trump is finally releasing the assassination papers, we have a story of JFK not wanting to invade Cuba and not wanting to sacrifice Americans to create a scene that would justify all that. And the bottom line is they chose to assassinate him. And LBJ, on his deathbed, actually admitted it. So we knew what happened at that time wasn't whatever they claimed wasn't in truth. You know, Jack Ruby wasn't in truth. Nothing was there. At least in college, we were aware that we're being lied to. Okay. And then we have Malcolm X, who was a friend, a political friend, and 3 months before we were communicating, and before he was assassinated, and he said it wasn't the Muslim, the Black Muslim Association in Chicago that was after him. He knew it was a bigger picture. He felt it was the CIA. So then he becomes assassinated, most likely by a CIA, Black CIA agent. I don't know if they ever caught him or not. They kind of figured out who he was by the way things happened. And then we have Robert F. Kennedy and his assassination, Syria. And again, all these are like kind of strange. And I'm going to say that. And then we have, of course, have Martin Luther King. Now, the little bit of the story we know about Martin Luther King was that he was okay when he was doing civil rights. But in 1965, he begins to shift over, 64, 65, into going against the Vietnam War. And so the message somehow there was a connection to that shift to his assassination. And then, of course, we have the two assassination attempts on President Trump. Actually, there's been maybe 13 in total over the last round of things, but more recently, the last two. And then we're reading about, it seemed to come out today, a few things came out. First, again, proof that LBJ ordered the assassination of JFK. But the other one is that and again, we don't know if this part is true yet, but Biden's administration attempting to assassinate Putin. Now, it's really not the best way to do international diplomacy on that level, okay? But on a more fundamental level, it doesn't value human life. It's like, I don't like what you're saying, I'm just going to assassinate you, or we'll put you in jail, or we'll do something that goes on. And I think this is really the big issue, as far as I'm concerned, is like just the idea of assassinating your opponents. Now, is this new? Well, of course, we go back to Rome and Caesar, but it shows a lack of human value on life. And not just life, but what life is about. So is life about power? Is it about accumulating wealth? Is it about domination, personal or world domination? And I think these are really, really important issues because it's getting to be commonplace. You know, you don't like somebody, you try to shoot them or something. And now, when I worked on the with black gangs in the south side of Chicago, around 1965, 66, 67, there was a lot of people shooting each other. And for the few years that I worked there, no one got killed. And as I interviewed people, we were doing different things. I mean, our gang, right next to Blackstone Rangers, which is a gang of about 3,000 people, basically stopped a riot. Kind of blew the police's mind, you know, that somebody had, I don't know, somebody was angry at somebody and they were going to, had a gun, they're going to shoot them. And then somehow the crowds gathered and this is going on. Then a bus came through and hit a little kid. And pretty soon there's thousands of people on the street. This is at 3800 South, if anybody knows who that is. The Abraham Lincoln Center, where I was working. And, you know, got the gang together to do something really useful, important for them, and ego building too, but in a positive way. And they were able to pull off stopping the riot. And the police showed up, and they just stood back. I mean, it was a little bit of a scene. I'm on top of a car, you know, directing it, and, you know, there's a whole, it's, south side of Chicago is totally segregated, okay? And so it was strange enough just to have me out there in public. But nevertheless, we stopped it. And the police, we met afterwards, and the police, they couldn't really get, I mean, they did get it, but not initially. So what happened? So as I interviewed the kids who were, I don't know, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, you know, in general, they didn't feel they had anything to live for, and they felt that they would die, be killed, before they reached their mid-20s. But nothing was particularly worth living for. So we got the other side of it, not value on, you know, human life, but not value on your own life. And that taught me a lot, because from my culture, where there's a big value in life. And it was very interesting. So, but we went 2 years without anybody being killed. And then the day about a day or two after I left, there was a big shootout and 8 people got killed. So is there a connection? Well, I think there is, in that when people have something worth living for, they're less likely to be shooting each other and doing things like that. So that's one level. But how do you talk about the level of assassinating, you know, Putin or assassinating JFK and all the different things that are going on? I know that under Obama, I don't know if it was Obama, you know, they assassinated some players in the Middle East, you know, specifically. So where do we draw the line? Do you draw it because of survival? You know, I need, I'm at war and these people are attacking me and they're really trying to kill me. It's an act of war. And we have that. That's like the shootouts, but it's also what we see around the world. Or do we have political assassinations? We don't like your politics. We want to be in power. that puts a lot less value on people's lives and more value on power. And I'm going to say, you know, accumulation of wealth. And then another level is lack of meaning in life. Right? I mean, life doesn't mean that much. And that, and I think at one level, all these messages are put together in at one time. You know, they're all going on. Even as I think is important, at the presidential level. Okay? So, and at the world political level. So I'm going to just, you know, invite Richard in for a moment to see what he has to say, but we're looking at a big, kind of a big issue. It's like the degradation of society. How little value we have, Mike.
Yeah, I agree, Gabriel. I think it's a direct function of lack of consciousness. You know, I see it in a way, I see the complexity, but I see it as very simple. If people were in touch with who they were, these issues would need a different topic for the show.
Right.
Because it wouldn't come up. You know, the reason that people are functioning on a kill or be killed level is because they don't see any depth in who they are. They feel like they kill enough, they'll survive, they'll get more money, they'll succeed in life. Otherwise, somebody else will kill them and eat them. And it's just kind of a law of the jungle consciousness. And I don't have all the answers. I have a sense of how it could be if it was natural. But why this is being allowed, and where is the help that we need? You know, in my opinion, there are beings in the angelic realm, all the way up to pure spirit, that have the ability to change this situation. And I don't understand why it's being allowed to go as far as it is. I don't, you know, people say that we need spiritual lessons, right, and all this stuff. And I think that's complete baloney. Because beings of who we really are, pure spirit, unlimited, unconditional love, they don't need lessons. They're already fine. So why this is going on, I really don't know. I had the memorized answers at one point in my life, but I'm interested in finding out for real at this point. You know, none of this is acceptable. There are billions of people in torture. It's not just the presidents being assassinated. That's a reflection of the general mentality.
Right.
But there's so much torture going on in the world. Nobody wants to really look at it because it can be overwhelming. And I'm looking at it because that's what's going on. And I don't understand why it's being allowed. But that's where we are. And apparently at the moment, it's totally in our hands. You know, nobody's stepping in to save us from anything at this moment. So we have to fully get in touch with who we are and use every opportunity to spread that consciousness, which means get it in yourself, and that automatically spreads it. I don't know any other option.
Yeah, I think we are talking about the fact that we do have some free will here.
And that's an understatement. Everything is in our hands at the moment.
Right. And that, I think, a really important thing is that people need to see that we have choices that we can really make, okay, that can uplift the world. And we're talking about a lifestyle, you know, eat a diet that creates, you know, a clearer mind and a more peaceful mind. You meditate to calm and clear the mind. You service and charity. You're connecting other people's hearts. Working with spiritual groups or teachers, again, about elevating consciousness. You know, we have meditation and mantra repetition. These are all pretty straightforward things. We have what I'm going to call a multicultural approach to things, you know, seeing the light in all the different cultures. So we have everything available to us, but, you know, do we choose it? Now, Sitting Bull, it said we have a good wolf and a bad wolf in us. And what happens depends on which wolf you listen to. That's the free will issue. So it's no secret that free will is a key piece. How do we get people to wake up enough to choose the listen to the good wolf, as Sitting Bull talks about? You were going to say something.
Right. That was a Native American story. It's really beautiful. But what I was going to bring up is that it's not just this. I mean, this corruption of consciousness is going on at so many levels right now, beyond assassinations. I think in America, what's been known for a long time is that most of the Congress is controlled by bribes and blackmail and threats to the families. And it's very rare to find anybody brave enough to step against that.
Right. Well, some of that's coming out right now. I mean, with Trump, they're exposing a tremendous amount of corruption. You know, for the $50 million that they were going to be, that was going to be sent to Hamas for condoms. It's like, what? Yeah.
It's not condominiums, it's condoms, right?
Condoms. And even with Ukraine, he's saying we only get 42% of what you've allocated. The rest, I don't know what happens to it. So the
you forgot to mention how much he personally gets too.
What, say it again?
Zelensky forgot to mention how much he personally got for his own mansions too.
Right, but still, you're talking about millions of billions of dollars.
Billions. And this kind of giving away the taxpayers' money to other countries and governments and corporations is completely illegal, as far as I can tell.
So people are beginning to wake up to it, is what I'm saying. Under Trump, it's being exposed, which is a very positive. It's like, what's the next expose? You know, what's the next thing where people are just filling their pockets? And then you wonder, what are people thinking? You know, is that what politician leaders, that's what they're telling us life is about?
Yeah, they're saying all the morality and issues and the spiritual issues are just nonsense, and the real issues are who can overpower somebody else.
Yeah, and we're also talking about, you know, sexual slavery and things like that that's going on top of that.
Right. It's very profitable.
It's very
profitable.
The whole society is degenerating here. It's very serious, actually.
It's true.
You know, this is more like the time of Noah, where all this was going on, you know, at this level. And he was called Hamas, actually. I'm serious. Because Hamas means chaos and violence and cruelty. And so it said in Hebrew, Hamas reigned. I'm not talking about the political Hamas in Gaza, but I mean Hamas as an energy field.
Right. And this is transformable. If there's anybody with a high enough consciousness, they can transform even the bad people, because underneath,
for sure,
who the bad people are is the same as us.
For sure. And it's getting people to make the free will choices to elevate consciousness rather than not. But there are dark forces that are pulling people into this. And we have to make not just conscious choices, but a certain amount of willpower, free will choices to bring it up. You know, that's why we have that peace, you know, the peace meditations on Sunday. 6:15 Israel time, you know, 11:15 East Coast time each week, because we can shift consciousness. There's no question. Enough people meditate, you can shift the consciousness. That's pretty significant. We have evidence of that I think 200 meditators came into Rhode Island for a summer, and the crime rate dropped 43%. That's violent crime rate. And people said, that's a fluke. They came back the next summer, and the crime rate dropped 49%. So we can, you know, for the state of Rhode Island. So we can actively transmute this. That's the really good news. We are not stuck with this degeneration. It's really good news that we can do that. And so we invite everybody to come and to our peace meditation, worldpeacemeditation.net, because we can do it. We can do it. That's the important thing.
Another really connected issue that comes up in the U.S. and other places is people are saying they can't support, you know, there's big changes that are being made by Trump and all the people around him. And there are people saying they can't support him because of warp speed and because he still supports vaccines. And the same with Robert Kennedy. Robert Kennedy made the statement during his hearings that he supports the childhood vaccine schedule. And people who know that the vaccines are deadly and a weapon and a scam, and that all the vaccines are in the same category overall, they can't support Robert Kennedy because he still supports the vaccines. And what I'm trying to get across to some of these people is that it's not a blanket support of every position that someone has. Everybody's in the process of getting more conscious and doing what they can from their current position. So if they do something good, that action deserves support. And if they do something that's in error, like supporting the vaccine schedule, that needs to be pointed out as wrong. And you can do both. You don't have to totally support every position that a person takes.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think we're not going to support everyone 100%. It just is unlikely that you're going to agree with everything. Okay? And that people change with time. So it's like holding on to negativity. If you hold on to something that's said in the past, or even like, I don't believe that Robert Kennedy Jr. really is for vaccinations.
You think he's just telling that lie in order to get confirmed?
No, I think what he was saying is the best I can do it, is he is not going to go against the vaccinations, you know, as a way of neutralizing the pharmaceuticals, but he's not in favor of them. There's a nuanced difference there. It's pretty big. Okay. And Trump's position also, initially, I think, was more pro-vax, but now it's like your choice. Well, he's not against vaccinations, but he's not for vaccinations.
Yeah, it's really hard it's a process for most people to comprehend the magnitude of deception that's involved in things like the medical industry. I mean, they've been taught all their lives that these are the saviors of humanity.
Right.
And
right.
It's not easy for most people to accept that the opposite is true.
Yeah. In other words, there's a conscious shift that has to go on. So what you said 2 years ago could be really out of date in terms of where you are now. That's the point I'm making. And that's the point you're making.
Yeah.
We have to look at the whole picture, because it kind of is negative to say, well, they're not 100% where I want it, so I'm not supporting it. No. Hey, if you get 70%, like, wow. You know, in alignment.
Yeah, there are massive changes in progress right now.
Right. So that kind of thinking that says that it's 100% or none is like, I would call it detrimental perfectionist thinking, which isn't connected to reality.
Yeah, it's kind of like saying if you're not an anarchist, you don't believe in freedom.
Right. So, so the question is, you know, the I hate to use the word greater good, but we got to see the bigger picture and looking where we're coming from to where we're going to. You know, the transition of consciousness, that you have to have a starting point, and you have to build on that starting point. Because without that, it's all negative.
Right. And if you support everybody's attempts to get more conscious, that makes sense.
Right. So that's another part of our role here, is thoughtfully supporting the expansion of consciousness. And I mentioned the different ways, but one of the ways is we have to be more open to the fact that life is a little complex and nuanced, and, you know, not the vaccination thing is a one, you know, because there's such big powers, pharmaceuticals, and, you know, but clearly there are a lot of people who no longer will get any vaccinations because the data is coming out is so strong. You know, with the COVID vaccination, the research in, I think, England showed that the rates of death in kind of general rates for the unvaccinated was about the same. And for the vaccinated, it was 40% higher. It, just in general, because you weakens the whole immune system. Well, that's a pretty significant thing. Well, it took a while to get that piece of information research done. So so there is this waking up process that's going on.
Yeah, there was a website called thecontrolgroup.org, and they compared the general health. This was before mRNA, the general health of kids that were vaccinated versus unvaccinated, and there was a massive difference.
I have a whole chapter in my book, Conscious Parenting, pointing out that there's about a sevenfold difference.
Yeah, it's huge.
So the data's there. It's just a question of, you know, not everybody's thinking that way, you know, but it's happening. You know, we after the COVID vaccination, not to digress too much, you know, only 10-15% got the second vaccination or the third vaccination. People saw, oh, this isn't so good. People kind of became aware.
Right.
So we have to allow that piece rather than be so judgmental of people, because then it doesn't allow evolvement. It doesn't allow people to evolve with the situation.
I think it's a reflection of growing consciousness that things are being exposed on the political level a lot more.
Yeah, for sure. It's a big deal. I mean, it's really a big deal. And it's exciting that that's happening. Some of us, we've been aware of it for a while, but, you know, I don't resent in any way that more and more people are waking up to it and don't hold them to where they were even a year ago.
Right. Yeah, if a major criminal starts to reform and do something good, that deserves support.
Yeah. Because it's all been hidden, or a lot of it's been hidden before, and only if you're really into it and understand it do you catch that it's been hidden. That we've been lied to.
The money that you were referring to that Zelensky was admitting got diverted from Ukraine was only a small part of hundreds of billions that are being exposed now that are supporting organizations to tear down sovereign countries.
Right, right. And a lot of nonprofits, a lot of money, it's a whole money-making thing, the greater nonprofit, but it doesn't do anything, and then you get contributions and you make money from the government.
A bunch of those are religious organizations too.
Unfortunately, that's the case.
Perfect.
It's a little shocking. The Lutheran organizations seem to be pretty heavily connected, and some of the Episcopalian, it's like, it's a little scary that people's aren't able to hold the teachings, even in the religious spectrum. So it's a big deal. So our work is what our work is. We have to keep encouraging people to wake up, listening to the Good Wolf, meditating, eating good food, so you know you're affected by the consciousness in the food. All these things are really, really, really important. So that's what we're encouraging people to do. I'm certainly doing it, and I think you certainly are doing it, and that's what we're doing on this program. As we're looking at how do we uplift consciousness, we can say, well, this is pretty serious. If the way you solve your political problems is to assassinate the other person, assassinate the other leaders, it's like, what kind of statement is that?
It's the scope of the real conspiracy behind that is almost unimaginable. You know, there's a reason that people are ridiculed for being conspiracy theorists, and right. It's because what they don't want uncovered is the real conspiracy.
And what's going on under Trump is being uncovered.
Right.
Which is amazing. It's just amazing.
Yeah. And it's happening very fast.
Yeah. And one reason it's happening fast is it's happening so fast that people can't cover it up.
It's the only way it has a chance.
Yeah. So I'm excited by the whole process. I think we've hit a tipping point in a positive way, and it's for us. So living in a way that uplifts humanity, that will indeed uplift humanity. Starts with us, expands to all the different levels, and ultimately the leaders. So I bless everybody that we're able to get how important it is that we turn our lives as much as we can to higher and higher levels of consciousness and share that with the people around us. I thank Richard and I thank Doug behind the scenes for setting this program up to allow it to expand and then touch people's hearts and minds. So I'm going to sign off. Richard, go ahead.
Thank you. I think your points are really important. And I want to just mention in closing that this idea of unconditional love as a primary quality of spirit does not mean support of things that are detrimental. It means support of everybody, whether they're playing a good or a bad role at the moment, because of what they can become of being who they are. And as long as we're supporting that, no matter who it is, then we have a different attitude in ourselves and our consciousness is opened up a lot more easily if we're not holding things against other people. So unconditional love is the spirit that needs to replace the conspiracy and all the sub-conspiracies. And it's in our hands to do that moment by moment.
It's also, in just small ways, creating the space to not hold people to where they were last year, but acknowledging their expansion of consciousness.
Right, relate to who they are.
Yeah, at this moment. Okay, well, I bless everybody that our lives be filled with peace and joy and oneness. And please come join us at the World Peace Meditation Sundays at about 11:30 Eastern Standard Time. And peace be with you.
Amen. Thank you, Gabriel. And you know you're running to another appointment, so we'll let you go. But thanks for being with us, and the insights are really important. Unconditional love is the way to go, supporting everybody, not the things that are bad that they may be doing temporarily, but who they can really become, because it's the same as who we actually are, and we need to become our actual selves. So Blessings to everybody. Take care. Use your time well. And we'll see you here next time.